Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 645, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, formerly a member of our board of directors, although he is not now. The other sheet I always invariably sent to my uncle, Mr. M. Frank, no matter where he is, who is president of the company. On this particular Saturday, my uncle had, during the week ending April 26th, gone to New York, stopping at Hotel McAlpin, preparatory to taking his annual trip abroad for his health, he being a sick, feeble old man. When I made out that financial, I really made out two small ones, and I put one in an envelope, addressed it to Mr. Oscar Pappenheimer, Defts X45, care of Southern Furniture Company, Atlanta, Georgia. The other one was put in the envelope, Defts X44, which you see right here, and sent to my uncle, Mr. M. Frank, together with a letter, which I wrote him, after having finished the financial sheet, the sheet showing the comparison of vital statistics for the same weeks of 1912 and 1913, and after having completed those two small condensed financial reports, Defts X42, I wrote that letter to my uncle, and I sent him that report, and also got a price list, to which I referred in that letter, hence the size of that envelope. I am going to show you one of those price lists. It's a great big sheet when it is folded up. It is much too large for the ordinary size, hence the reason I used a great big envelope like that. I addressed that letter to my uncle, Mr. M. Frank, care of Hotel McAlpin, Greeley Square, New York, New York, as has been identified. This ends practically the work on the financial. After finishing the financial, I wrote these letters and sealed them and placed them aside to post. After finishing the financial, I folded this big report up and put it with the comparison sheet, Defts X11, for the week of 1912 and 1913 in a large envelope, addressed it to 308